If you caught him in the act, say, in a McDonald's parking lot, you might not know what he was up to. Lying in the back of his car, head inside a cardboard box, repeating the same phrase over and over again.
It definitely gets weird looks when I just kind of bring it out and sit in a parking lot and people just see me talking into this box.
That's Corin Cates Carney, MTPR's Flathead area reporter. And despite all the high-tech equipment he relies on every day, microphone, computer, smartphone, digital recorder, that cardboard box ranks as one of Corin's most important tools for producing good radio when he's on the go.
This is both my mobile and my home studio. When I'm at home, I put it on my desk and speak into it, but it's just as easy to take off my desk, put it in my car, and make radio on the road. This really helps get a studio quality sound anywhere I am doing a story.
It's nothing fancy. A square cardboard box lined with thick bed foam that overflows from the box's one open end. A microphone sits in the middle, surrounded on five sides by foam. The reporter sticks his head into the open end of the box and talks into the mic. Like a miniature recording studio, the box helps isolate the microphone and block out background noise. The foam helps dampen the sound and give it a nice bed to lie on, as Corin puts it. Recordings made outside of the studio can often become muddied with background noise, and the reporter's voice loses some of its intimate quality.
You kind of have to work with what you have, and this does a pretty good job of that. It's simple, and it's kind of sketchy.
Of course, you can buy a commercial version of the same thing if you want to spend upwards of $300. Corin estimates he spent around $12 to build his, and it gets the job done. Here's what a recording in his cardboard studio sounds like.
Washington and Oregon are considering cutting ties with Montana coal. Wednesday, Montana's Environmental Quality Council spoke with legislators from the West Coast states who are drafting bills that could shut down at least part.
Like most radio stations, Montana Public Radio has state-of-the-art recording and production studios. They're mostly soundproof and full of high-tech hardware and software that let us edit out the slightest imperfections or place just the right music or even silence into a story. But when our reporters and producers are away from the studios on assignment, they have to find some pretty creative workarounds to get that studio sound. And if $12 sounds too pricey, there are other low-tech ways to approximate studio sound outside the studio.
I'm Cherie Newman, and I'm talking in the development house of Montana Public Radio. It's noisy out here, so I go in the closet.
Once inside the closet, the difference in recording quality is like night and day. The background noise is gone, the ambiance changes, and the voice stands out. Newman uses this low-tech trick to record voiceovers for her show, The Right Question, when she's on the road or can't get into a studio.
I'm Cherie Newman, and I'm in a closet recording a voiceover for a program that will be broadcast to radio stations all across the western U.S. and all across the World Wide Web.
Hear the difference? Montana Public Radio reporters and producers spend a lot of time worrying about sound quality. They work hard to connect with listeners by creating an intimate visual experience with audio. And it turns out, even in the 21st century, sometimes the best way to do that is from inside a closet or a cardboard box. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Josh Burnham.